success looks so easy from the outside, but all successful people have had to overcome enormous obstacles along the way, and in many cases, look failure right in the eye. Most successful people don't focus on the struggle, and they rarely talk about it because that's not what creates success. Join us here, where we'll chat with serial entrepreneurs, both men and women, and share the good, the bad, and the ugly of entrepreneurship. We'll talk about the obstacles we faced and how to overcome them to reach the success that you desire. I am your host, Cami Lehman, and this is She's Invincible. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on She's Invincible. And we have an invincible one to introduce you to today. Heather Ash Amara is an author, mentor, land steward, philanthropist, and lover of fire who has spent the last three decades weaving together earth-based wisdom, mindfulness, and practical strategies for creative, courageous, and compassionate change. Heather Ash has written 9 books and created numerous audio projects, including the bestseller Warrior Goddess Training, The 7 Secrets to Healthy, Happy Relationships with Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., and the upcoming Wild, Willing, Wise, an interactive guide to when to paddle, when to rest, and when to jump naked in the river. That's what we need to talk about. When she's home, Heather Ash plants her feet in New Mexico, but as a lifelong nomad, she spends most of her time traveling, teaching, and writing in cafes around the world. Oh my gosh, Heather Ash, welcome to She's Invincible. We are super excited to have you with us today.
Thanks so much, Cami. I'm so glad to be here. We're going to have such a great interview.
Oh, for sure. Let's do this. Let's jump in. Let's tell our listeners, how in the world did you get where you are today? And what makes you invincible?
I have always wanted to write books. So when I was 7, I sat down to write my first book. And I remember really clearly writing for about a page and then thinking, oh, I don't have enough experience yet to write a book. And so I put my pen down and I went out and played. And it wasn't until I was 34 that I realized I've had definitely had enough life experience to now share. And so that was the exploration in my life, was always like gathering experiences and learning and waiting until the time was ripe to bring that gift out in my life. And I'd say what makes me invincible is my optimism. I was really blessed to be raised in Southeast Asia and to see so many different ways of being in the world. And I just have this deep love of humans and nature and creativity and getting up even when the going is tough, how to keep stepping through the obstacles.
I love that. And so through this journey of book writing, you've got a lot of other things going on. So tell us a little bit about that part of the journey. And what inspired you to have this land, to be in Santa Fe, to create what you've created to help your clients with their transformation?
Yeah, I've always wanted to have land and have a retreat center. And we were really blessed to find 180 acres outside of Santa Fe and to have a place where we can empower women, especially to learn how to use power tools, to be out in nature, to get quiet. And the land is a really incredible place of healing and of connection. We're off-grid and it's very remote and it's also accessible. So it was like this perfect blend of things in what I was looking for. And one of the things that I really feel is that as humans today, we're so busy. There's so much going on in our heads. We have so much that we're trying to navigate. So to be able to have a place that where we can go to unplug is really what the vision of the land has been.
Amazing. That is so amazing. And who comes to your retreats? Like, who are your clients and what is the transformation that you are helping them to get to?
We have a community, War Goddess community, that are people that are engaged in using the tools of looking at old beliefs and agreements, of healing, of a lot of what we do is help women especially look at where we've domesticated ourselves, where we've been domesticated, where we are trying to be small, where we're trying to please everybody else, where we have abandoned ourselves. Because so often as women especially, we have this image of perfection of who we think we're supposed to be. And instead of really listening to what do I bring, who am I, how do I want to be in the world, we're comparing ourselves to this image of who we think we're supposed to be. And so that's who we work with, is leaders and people that are in transition. You know, so often I work with women that have had a career, have had kids, and then they're like, wait a minute, like, who am I? I thought that this was it, but wait. So that place of finding ourselves and learning how to not abandon ourselves and to be with where we are now.
I love that.
That's who I work with and who comes to join us up on the land and in the workshops and the journeys that I do.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. Okay. And boy, do we lose ourselves, right? It's so easy. It's easy to get lost and it's hard to find yourself. So, yeah. So, okay. Tell us what makes you invincible.
Definitely the love I have of humans and optimism. And one of the things that I learned early on, and one of my favorite metaphors, is that when we say we want to create something in our life and we set an intent, we're like, I want more love. I want to be more aligned with my job. I want to feel more centered in my life. That what happens is we set that intent and we get synchronicities and there are people that show up and we get support and guidance. And then, but what also shows up, this is really important, is obstacles. And the obstacles are not saying you don't deserve this, you're not good enough. The obstacles are saying, hi, you want this thing? Clean this up. The obstacle is what's in the way, and it's almost always an internal agreement, belief system that's being reflected to us. And so now, literally, an obstacle arrives in my life, and I'm like, hello, you are a worthy obstacle. Because I know it's going to help me. I'm going to use the obstacle to help me become more loving, more present, more compassionate. And I've seen that over and over again. So that's one of the things that I really help teach people, is how to be in relationship in a way that when life gets challenging, that we use it in service to what we most want in ourselves rather than using it against ourselves.
I love what you said about let's clean this up. Isn't that the truth? When things show, they rear their ugly heads and it's like, it feels so devastating and you feel, you know, vulnerable as you go through that. And then to look at it as I just need to clean this up, feels so freeing. Just the sentence, right? Is like, oh, that's simple, right? That was just a reminder. Now let me go clean it up and now I can be on my way, right? That felt so good. Oh my gosh. All right. So today I am super excited to talk to you about this topic, which I think is so important, and especially for women, and that is letting go. Oh my gosh. We start letting go, right, at such a young age as a female, and it just continues, right, until we're in the grave. So I am excited to talk to you about that, and let's just do it. Let's jump in. Let's talk about the letting go. And I want to dig in a little deeper, but let's first start with like all of the ways or things we might need to be letting go.
Yeah, I think about that. Part of what we're learning how to do is explore what have I committed to in my life. So this is from Warrior Goddess training. The first three lessons are super helpful around this idea of letting go. And one is commit to yourself. And when we commit to ourselves, we have to look at what are we committed to that actually doesn't serve us. And those are what we need to let go of. So often we've committed to making sure everybody else is happy. We've committed to putting ourselves last. We've committed to trying to be what we think other people want us to be. And so learning how to first be honest with ourselves about what we've committed to that actually doesn't serve us, then opens up the possibility of then letting those things go. So step one of letting go is saying, I commit to this being, not who I think I should be, not who I wish I was, but this being here. And that I'm committed to then letting go of anything I've learned or that I've believed or that I've held on to that doesn't serve my growth, my expansion, my self-intimacy. And so the awareness is the first step, committing to ourselves and then having the awareness of where we're going against ourselves. And this is where so many of us falter in letting go, because often we have the awareness and then we punish and beat ourselves up.
Guilty.
Right? Like, I'm aware that I'm like putting too many things in my schedule and keeping myself busy, even when I've committed that I'm going to give myself more space. And in what we want to practice is having the awareness and then not judging ourselves for what we're doing, but being able to go, okay, sweetheart, what can we do differently? Let's try again. The awareness is the first step, but so often we judge ourselves and then the energy we need to make the change gets used up in the judgment.
That's huge.
We learn, yeah, it's huge. So when we, when we can learn how to stop judging ourselves and be like, yep, I'm doing that thing again, then we have energy available and take a new action.
That makes so much sense too, because we wear ourselves down, right? And then we don't, have the energy to make decisions, or, you know, we can't even trust ourselves because we're so busy wearing ourselves down in that, whatever that challenge is, whatever it is that, we're trying to commit to or let go of. I love that. Okay. So step one, awareness. You commit to being you and let go of everything that isn't, right? Oh my gosh. Then what?
And then it's about practicing letting go in a million different ways. So lesson two in Warrior Goddess Training is called Align with Life. And most of us, something happens in our life, an obstacle arises, or there's a big shift that we're like scrambling around. And we, what we can sometimes do is like, okay, I have to control this, or I have to avoid this. And so there's this place of turning towards like what is happening in life and practicing letting go in a million little ways.
This is so powerful.
It's so simple. Like, I am such a practical girl. I'm just like, okay, how do we make this work? And so the little ways are, I have my cup, my mug that I love, and I break it. And I practice in that moment, like, oh, bye-bye, I love you. Bye-bye, cup. Every time I travel, like, I travel a lot. And I grew up traveling and leaving. Like, I've moved a lot as a person. And it was really hard for me to let go. I got really attached. But what I've learned to do is every time I leave a place, when the airplane leaves, I'm like, bye-bye, Albuquerque, I love you. Thank you. And there's this just this deep sense of gratitude. And when I land someplace new, I'm like, hi, okay, I'm in Mexico now. Hi, Mexico. And so there's this constant honoring of the cycle of there's letting go and there's opening to the new thing. There's letting go and opening to the new thing. So that place of practicing, that when we practice letting go of the little things, it builds and allows us to use the same skill set to let go of when things are big. It may just take longer, but it's the same skill set.
Yeah. And I guess like a muscle, the more you work it, the stronger it gets. So if you continue to practice. So I tend to, and I think a lot of women do, I tend to like really love hard, right? So like in my relationships, in my friendships. And so I want to say sometimes, but I'm going to say most times I will not release or let go of someone when I should. And I will like keep them longer and then resent it. What do you suggest for things like that? You know, like you, there are just sometimes that things don't last forever, whether it's a friendship or a business relationship or whatever it is. And, you know, even though it's the right thing to do to let go, it's still hard, right? And this is one thing I want to point out in this letting go. And I think that's why I picked this topic, because, and I'm feeling it now, is that it's like, because that is something I really need to work on. So what would you say about that? Like, is there like a drill you can do or some questions you can ask yourself? Like, should I really be letting this go? Or maybe this is just an emotional thing.
Yeah, it's such a great question. And part of it is that we want to get more self-intimate with ourselves and know what our patterns and habits are. And so for some of us, like, letting go is we just cut things off and walk away. We're not actually letting go. We're just ending things to make it easier on ourselves. And it's not graceful. And it's not actually right in alignment.
That's me.
Is it? Yeah. And then others of us are like, I'm never letting go. I'm committed to this forever. I said I was in, and like, we're being dragged. And so to like have that intimacy, like, I love that you're like, that's me.
Well, I'm both, Heather. I'm both.
You do both.
This is what happens. And this is what I was saying. I hold on so tight for so long. And then I'm like, boom, you're out.
Yeah.
So exactly. I feel like I should be able to let go sooner before I get to the boom. So, and that's where I want to go. Yeah. So let's talk about that. Yeah.
So what we start doing then is we're learning about ourselves, and there's what I call tells, that each of us has a tell. Like in poker, a tell is like, you have a little tick on your right eye, and that means you have a really good hand, or you're tapping your finger and that means you have a bad hand. So there are these ways that we can start to learn what our tells are in relationship with everything, but let's just say with letting go. And so what you might look at, and when we're not judging ourselves, we're just really curious, like, oh, I wonder what the tell is of when I actually should be letting go. So it may be the tell is that there's this feeling sense of like, I can outlast this, like, I will make this work. And that's actually the tell of like, do you need to, sweetheart? And instead of following that, like, I'm strong and powerful, I can hold on. Like, there's like, ooh, there's this feeling sense that you're like, oh, wait a minute, back away and ask some good questions, or find somebody to ask you some good questions. Like, is that really what you want to do? And I have four strategies, and this is sometimes really helpful with helping people let go, is when you know what your main strategy is, that can help you to look at where the tells are. So there's four main strategies I've just witnessed as I've worked with myself and humans: controllers, isolators, distractors, and pleasers. So a controller, when they feel scared, and these are all strategies that when we feel uncomfortable, when there's emotions we don't know how to deal with, when we don't feel safe, we go into these strategies. So a controller is immediately like, I will control my environment, I will control this other person, which never goes well. Right?
Right.
In isolators, something feels uncomfortable and they're gone. They disappear, and they can disappear in plain sight. I mean, they can still be in a room and just be like, or they physically just remove themselves whenever anything gets uncomfortable. Distractors are just like, oh, what's over there? Like, so they're, and we're in a very distractor culture right now. So a lot of us are distracting. We're being taught to distract more and more to get out of uncomfortable situations. And pleasers, which many of us are, there's a lot of us that are pleasers, which is, I feel comfortable and happy when you're comfortable and happy. When you feel good, I feel good. So when we start to look at these strategies and get curious about what strategy am I holding, that can help us let go. Like, mm-hmm. I know I'm a pleaser, and later in life I became a controller. And so I watch now. If I start feeling this sense of like, I have to control everything, I'm like, whoa, 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 back up. What do you need to let go of, sweetheart? And where is there discomfort that you need to just sit with rather than trying to override it? So, so much about why we don't want to let go is we don't want to feel discomfort. We don't want to feel our loneliness. We don't want to feel our self-worth or our sense of rejection. Like, whatever the old thing is that we're carrying, And the only way to heal that is to face it and to learn how to self-soothe and stay with ourselves through the challenge, through the obstacle. And rewire ourselves in a new way.
This is so good. And what you're talking about here, I feel like I'm the opposite. Like in this letting go, it's a message to me that I'm giving up. Like, so if I'm letting go of a person, a friendship, a relationship, it's that I gave up on it and I never want to give up and I don't want other people to give up. But I think I have cycled through some of these, like in one situation. It may have started out that I was a pleaser and then, you know, then I was the distractor and then I, you know, then I was the controller. And then that final stage is like the isolator, right? So like and so I think that maybe has shown up all the way through. So let's flip the coin now and talk about how detrimental is it when you hold on too long? Because we all letting go, right? For whatever reason or whatever stage in this strategy that we might be in. But let's talk about the flip side. How dangerous and detrimental is it to our present and our future?
Yeah, it's so huge. And I love that you had the awareness of like, I'm not giving up on this.
Yeah.
Which seems so noble, right?
Yeah. I'll die trying, Heather Ash. I will die trying.
I think that's why I end
in the isolator, because I'm like, okay, I'm not going to die. I'm out and you don't get any more of my energy. Right. So let's talk about this flip side.
Yeah. The harm is that we're trying to hold on to what we think should be happening. It's a mental thing. And it's a mental thing that comes from an agreement that we've made. So the agreement is I can't give up. If I give up, and then if you look at, well, what happens if you give up? What does it mean? There's always meaning assignments that we've put on things that in a way we're trying to avoid. And so often when we don't let go, it causes us to be weighted down by old belief systems, ways that we think we're supposed to be, which means that we're not available to life. We're not available to be nimble, to be creative, to have our energy freed up, because in a way we're dragging all these things from the past. And it's like carrying super heavy suitcases. It's like, put the suitcases down. Like, I'm saying this with love to all of us, because there's plenty of things I've still carried around that I've had to really love myself through of like, okay, you don't need to carry that anymore. But it's so familiar. And that's a helpful thing, is to realize it's just familiar. It doesn't mean it's safe or good for you. It's just familiar. And can we be willing to be in relationship with the mystery and that I don't know how to do this? What I call to be willing. Because the healing comes when we're willing to let go. You don't need to know how to let go. If you just open up, I'm willing to let go and I don't know how to do this. I'm scared, but I'm willing. Things will start arranging in different ways.
The synchronicities, as you say, right?
Yes.
They show up that way. Okay, let's talk about, because I feel like now we talked about bigger things. Let's talk about some little things that are holding people back that they need to let go. Because they may be thinking like, oh, I don't have anything big like that. I'm not carrying that weight. But what are the little things that get by that nobody realizes that that's what's blocking them and stopping them from moving forward to their best life?
The first thing that pops into my head around that is letting go of our mean inner dialogue.
That's so good.
So many of us are so mean to ourselves. Right? We're comparing ourselves constantly. We're criticizing ourselves. We have this image of perfection, and you can never meet the image of perfection. It always changes. Right. And so there's this constant comparison, not even out here, just this thing we think we're supposed to be. And so this is not a little thing, but it's something I think most of us don't even realize how mean we are to ourselves.
Yeah.
And how judgmental.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, it's the most overlooked. So when we say little thing, like, I feel like that would be one that would get by, that people would say, no, I love myself. And they never take a minute to think about how they're stopping themselves. Another one, I think, well, the one you said comparing, oh my gosh, that's why we started She's Invincible, because women are comparing themselves. And that's why we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, to give them something true to compare to. Right. And so, but I also think, like, what about the limitations that other people put on us that we don't even realize? Maybe somebody said something to us like, at 4 years old, don't give up your day job. You're not a good singer. You don't have a great voice. And your whole life, you're 60 and you still feel like you don't have a good voice because someone said that who didn't know. So let's talk a little bit about, how do we let go quickly? Because these can be very damaging. How do we let go quickly of some of those things that we didn't even know were the reels that were playing in our brains and affecting the decisions?
Yeah, and it's about you, like, really engaging in our life in a way that we're curious about what agreements are we carrying that don't serve us. So we first have to have that willingness to look and be aware. And that when one of them pops up, instead of like, oh, I can't believe that, or that's just the way it is, or let me get mad at this person in the past, how dare they have said it? One of the things we have to recognize is that it doesn't matter where things come from. If you're holding it, it's your responsibility to let it go. Nobody else can let it go for you. So any place we're in blame or shame or guilt, we're not going to be able to let go. And so there's this, here's one of the ways I think about it is, imagine if you had if you were brushing somebody's hair, that their hair was super tangled. If you get frustrated, and if you're like, I can't believe that they'd let their hair, like, and you start rip, it just makes it worse. Okay. Or if you're like, oh my God, I can't hurt them. I have to, like, there's a place of relaxed untangling. And it's the same thing with necklaces. I always joke about, like, how is it you can put necklaces or cords in your purse and 2 minutes later, they're all tangled up? Like, what is that about? It's the same thing. If you can imagine the feeling sense of untangling cords or necklaces that have gotten together, there's almost a sense of peace and presence, and like, as long as it takes, deep patience. And so we bring that to any tangle, because these are all tangled. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm in the world, I'm trying to think of something that I'm working with right now that I was like, oh, there's a thing. Oh, there's a thing right now I'm working on with the relationship. So I'm just starting to date again. And so I'm wondering if I'm going to date again. That's where we're like a step back first. But I was looking at like, oh, I have this agreement. I've been talking to my friends about this, of like, that I have to present a certain, like, it's all about like, do they like me? Like, that's such an old thing. Instead of like, do I like them? What am I looking for? And so feeling that in my body and having like, oh, sweetheart, you don't have to hold that anymore. Let's untangle that. And so there's an awareness of what the old agreement is. I then bring it into my body. Like, what does that feel like in my body? And there's this leaning forward and this kind of grasping. And so then I shift my body posture of like, okay, what do I want to hold? What's the new agreement? And then I start bringing that into my being over and over again. Not as a concept, but as a feeling sense. And I know it may take me some time to unwind what I'm untangling, because it's not about dating, right? Mm-hmm. It's about a really old agreement. And it's actually about something that we're untangling. It's a paradigm that we're untangling around patriarchy and about how men are better than women. It's not personal. I'm undoing decades and thousands of years of women being told they were not as strong, as smart, as strong as like whatever as men. So there's a way that when we start to understand what we're entangling is often not personal, it's something much deeper, we can then bring our patience to it, and we then can stay with however long it takes to untangle it. I can stay with myself. I won't abandon myself around it, because this is where I think we often lose ourselves is that we're like, why isn't this done already? Why do I still have this?
Right. So like, oh my gosh. I love what you're saying here. And it just feels like the entire process goes back to that commitment that you made to yourself. Like in any part, everything I've asked you, you've gone back to that same thing, which is so good because that keeps it simple, right? That you just go back to the commitment or the agreement that you made with yourself. And I love that for the big things, for the little things, for all the things. I think that is amazing. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners about this letting go or the process?
Yeah, I'd say the last thing is to be gentle and to be fierce. That we want to bring both those qualities, that it's a practice. And that the gentleness is this self-soothing of like, hi, sweetheart, I know you're scared. I know this is uncomfortable. And to really walk ourselves through in that way where instead of, again, that judgmental, like you should have already figured this out, what's wrong? That we start being gentle, we also start asking better questions. So part of letting go is where are you letting go from? So just If I ask myself the question, like, why haven't I let go of this already? Coming from this place of judge versus why haven't I let go of this already? There is this open-hearted curiosity. And then we can say, and what do I need next? What's the next step? And I think this is where the magic happens, is because now we're in alignment with ourselves. We're listening deeply and we're open to what support do I need? And I think this is a place also that we often get in trouble too, is that we say, I have to do this by myself. I have to figure this out by myself. And for me, being invincible is about knowing when to ask for help and when I need to, like, this is mine to do, and that they're equal. There isn't a better or worse. And yeah, so that place of like, what do I need? Like, and then like what I'm unraveling right now around the relationship piece, it's old. So what I need is to have, I have a dear friend that we're unraveling this together. So for us to keep reminding each other and for me to just keep practicing and knowing it's going to be awkward and weird and messy and feel uncomfortable. That's okay. I'm in. Like, I'm ready. I want to unravel it. So it's going to be uncomfortable. Exactly. It's a commitment.
Yeah. But this is a commitment you made, right? With yourself. Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I love this so much. This is so good. All right. So tell us about your book.
Yay. So this is a new book and it's the advanced reader copy. It'll be out July 30th, 2024. So exciting.
Love it.
It's so fun. So it's Wild, Willing, and Wise. And it's the metaphor throughout the entire book is a river. And how to be on the river. So it's an interactive guide of when to paddle, when to rest, and when to jump naked into the river of life. So it's a really fun book. Yeah.
I love it. Jumping naked into the river of life. Man, that sounds, yes, right? That sounds so good. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, tell people where they can find you. Let's do that.
Kind of all the social media places. So heatherashamar.com, warriorgoddess.com, Facebook, Instagram. And I have a Substack and that's been new where I'm doing a lot of like the most fresh writing that I'm doing, which is at heatherash.substack.com.
Perfect. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for being here and walking us through this letting go. I want to say I'm probably the one that got the most of it so far, right? This is such a topic near and dear to my heart. And I know as women, I'm not alone, and that I think this is going to be so impactful for so many people. What a great conversation. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode. And just before we get to the good stuff, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly, I have this great announcement for you. We are starting the Pod Power Hour, which is a virtual event that's going to happen on Wednesdays at noon Eastern. And so if you've ever thought about having a podcast, if you have questions, if you are a podcaster and you want to come and meet other podcasters and learn what's new, what's happening, tips and tricks to be better at this amazing passion of podcasting that you have, we would love for you to join us. We're going to have experts there that are going to be sharing their genius. It's going to be amazing. So, and if you're a host and you want to come meet some amazing people that could be potential guests for you on your show, come on out. What a great way to get exposure. Be sure to check it out on my website at CammieLehman.com, as well as follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Whatever is your favorite platform, we will have registration there. You do need to register to attend. And it is on Zoom. So super simple, just 1 hour every other Wednesday. We start on May 4th. So don't miss out. Get registered today. We can't wait to see you there.
You have moved from fighting cancer to discovering how to live beyond it. But what now? With so many emotional side effects still unknown, as a new survivor, you find yourself in a void as you navigate through the isolation, fear, and an uncertain future that can overshadow you and your family for years to come. Instead of focusing on the uncertainty of cancer, consider how strong and determined you are, and think of the strength demonstrated by those who stood beside you through it all. Consider this. You now get to choose who you want to be, and what your intentional, fulfilled life can look like. You made it through treatment. We can help you define yourself as a survivor. We're here to help you through this moment, to walk beside you as you shift your mindset from counting the days of life to creating a legacy. For more information, visit www.adventuretherapyfoundation.org or contact us at info@adventurefound.org.
But you know, we're not done, because on She's Invincible, we promise our listeners that we're going to bring them fierce entrepreneurs and we are going to share their expert zone of genius. And you have done that so well today. So thank you. Thank you so much for all of this letting go conversation. So powerful and transformative. But we also promise our listeners that while we talk about your success and your achievement and your knowledge and wisdom, we also want to pull back the curtain, because people look at you and think, oh, she's so lucky. And I just want to smack them. I don't know about you, but luck has nothing to do with it, right? We know that the harder we work, the luckier we get. And so I love to pull back the curtain. And as you talked earlier about comparing and how we do that, and we need to let go of that. One of the ways that I like to do that is by having our guests pull back the curtain and share the good, the bad, and the ugly. So as soon as our listeners think she's so lucky, we can say, oh no, she paid the price for this success. And if you want to have her success, are you willing to pay the price? So are you ready to tell some stories?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay.
Always.
So we're going to start with the good, or the greatest part of your journey so far. What would you say that is?
Gosh, getting to do what I love, which is share, travel, and love people. Like, I get to love people as part of my job, which is just the best.
That's awesome.
And I'm really blessed to get to meet just incredible, incredible humans and to help them remember who they are.
I love that. And we're going to save the ugly for last, but tell us a story about the bad part of your journey.
There's two that come to mind. So I'll start with, I think I'll pick this one and we'll use the other one for the ugly. That I, with the retreat center that I have in New Mexico, we put a tremendous amount of energy over the pandemic and had people come and build an adobe kitchen by hand. So we literally hand mixed the bricks and built this building. And two years ago, there was a huge wildfire in New Mexico that came and was, it started out 30 miles away, and I was like, oh, it's far away. It isn't going to affect us. And a month later, it was in my neighbor's yard. And to have something that I treasured and loved so much, and to be in this moment where I knew it was going to get destroyed, that the fire was going to come through and that there was nothing I could do, was a really heartbreaking and really challenging time in my life. And the bad part, I mean, there's all sorts of things, but the bad part is it was a controlled burn by the government. So it was set in a just the wrong time, 50 mile an hour winds. And we lost 95% of the forest. So here I have a wilderness retreat with no forest and animals killed and just incredible devastation. It burned so hot, the soil was sterilized. So the heartbreak of that, and also the like losing a dream and having to decide, okay, what do I do? Like that old dream is gone. Do I continue with the dream? Do I walk away from it? Took a lot of time to really sit with what's next. Mm. And we decided to rebuild. We decided to keep going. And I'm really grateful for that. But that was a pause of, all right, things are different. And now we have to reassess to look at where we want to go.
But you're the expert in letting go. Okay. Yeah. That in itself, like you said, like, do we go on with the dream? Is this the end of the dream? The dream turns into a nightmare. It happens. Right. And, but I love, it just goes back to what you said, the commitment, right, that you made to yourself. I think like that is such the home plate of this whole conversation, is just go right back to home, that the commitment, right, that you made. All right. Well, that was bad. Tell us about the ugly story on this journey.
Yeah. The ugly story is, again, one that ended up being brilliant, but at the time was horrific. So I had a center in Austin, and my husband at the time was my teaching partner, my business partner. Like, our lives were very, very entwined. And he fell in love with my teaching partner at the time. And it was an incredibly messy divorce. There was a lot of animosity in our community. The community split into factions of like us versus them. And my ex and his new wife, then there was just a lot of messiness about blogs being written and misinformation being put out on the internet. And I had to really pull back and ask myself, how do I want to be in relationship with this situation? Because people wanted me, it was fascinating, because people wanted me to either like be fine and that like nothing happened. They didn't want to see my grief. They didn't. So that was fascinating. And I also didn't want to be pulled into all the drama and the gossip and feed it. And so I made a commitment, back to the commitment, made a commitment to myself that I would use the situation, which was horrendous on so many levels, but that I was dedicated to using the situation to help myself become a more loving person. Because I had all the ingredients of feeling completely betrayed and never wanting to trust again and never wanting to love again. Like, I had the evidence for that, but I didn't want to go there in my life. I wanted to use it to become more compassionate and more loving. And it took years, honestly. It took me years of untangling and really letting go of what they were doing. And just being like, they get to do whatever, they can hate me. They get to hate me. And being able to release that and bless them on their journey and keep my focus on who do I want to be? How do I want to be in the world? Was an incredible gift in the end, but one I would never wish on my worst enemy.
And I love what you're saying here. Who do I want to be and how do I want to be in the world? If we could just ask ourselves that question every day. Right? Like, that is like a good check-in. Like, and then is what I'm doing or what I'm about to do going to help me to do that? I love that. And yeah, I love all of that. And I love the piece that you share the story with, the piece that you have now on the other side of that. And I know it wasn't always that way and it wasn't easy. And again, we mentioned this already, like even the things that are the right things to do are the hardest things to do. So even though you knew for you that that was the right thing to do, it doesn't make it easy. It's still hard. And in fact, it makes it harder, right? Because you're stuck in the middle of, I know I need to do this, but ouch, right? I don't want to, it's like running into a burning house. Oh my gosh, Heather Ash, this has been such an amazing conversation. Tell our listeners, you have a website? Do you want to give them your website address?
Yeah, there's two, warriorgoddess.com, which is where all the Warrior Goddess teachings are. And then I have a personal website, heatherashamara.com, for me as kind of an author and speaker. Yeah.
I love it. And again, your book is coming out in July.
July 30th, Wild, Willing, and Wise.
I love it. I love the cover. Yeah. It's so fun. So I can't wait to read it. It is so pretty, but it's powerful at the same time. And I can't wait to read all of the wisdom in this book that you're sharing with the world. Thank you so much for being with us and for sharing your story today to help me and others encourage and impact the world in a more positive way. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Cammie. So grateful to get to share. And thanks for all your gifting to the world with helping women become more invincible and solid and centered and committed.
And thank you for being invincible, because we love to bring invincible women and invincible entrepreneurs to our listeners to give them hope and inspire them to never give up. And so with that, I'm going to say to our listeners, I don't know where you are in your life or your business, but if you're face down on the ground right now, check that commitment you made to yourself and get back up. I know it's hard. I know you feel like you can't do it, but I'm telling you, you can. Trust me, just get back up, because you can do anything. You are invincible, my friends. Thank you for joining us today. If you were inspired or learned something new, please follow the show, submit a rating and review, and share us with your friends. If you would like to chat to see if you can attract your ideal client and monetize your business through podcasting, please book a free call with me at CammieLehman.com. I can't wait to meet you.